Good morning, Auroville. Today is Thursday, 2nd of January 2014, and right now it's hazy on 21 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast predicts for today sun and clouds mix. Temperatures ranging from low 22 to high near 27 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 15 to 30 kilometers per hour. Later on, we can expect partly cloudy early and with increasing clouds overnight. Northerly winds at 15 to 30 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 69 and it will drop to 58% by noon. Moon is still new and is illuminated on 1%. On Saturday, 4th of January at 8 PM at Kripa in Kalabumi, it will be live music with Nuria, Matt, Martin, Mishko and Rahul with Catalan Spanish songs. At Sacred Grove Community Site, Drupad is doing 24-hour non-stop mime performance. He will start tomorrow at 9 AM until January 4th, 9 AM. And we are all warmly invited to celebrate with Sadhana Forest's 10th birthday on Saturday, January 4th. During the day, it will be a workshop and activities for children starting at 10 AM. From 8 PM till Sunday morning, there will be Kabir music performed by acclaimed musicians such as Prahlad Singh Tartipanya, Muralala Marwanda, Bindu Narayana Swami, Vedant Bharadwaj, and more. This is a free event and shuttle buses will be provided from and to Solar Kitchen throughout the day and night. On 5th, 6th and 7th of January at Tibetan Pavilion in International Zone between 4 PM to 6 PM and on 9th of January at Unity Pavilion in International Zone between 10 AM to noon, we are invited to Satsang with Sri Krishna Das, who is a Korean spiritual teacher, on Atman, Brahman, Self and Consciousness. On Monday, 6th of January at 4 to 5 p.m. at the conference room of the Sire building, Dr. Anita Ideal will give a talk or presentation on cow and climate change. Dr. Medicine Veterinary Anita Ideal is a leading expert for organic cattle husbandry in Germany and Europe and co-author of the latest United Nations Conference on Trade and Development report, which is titled Trade and Environment Review 2013. On Monday morning, 6th of January, at 7 AM, we are invited to the beginning of the construction phase of the new Auroville Fairworks facility. They would be laying foundation stone on the designated location on southwest of the new upcoming Auroville Institute of Integral Health on the edge of Mahalakshmi Park. And everyone is invited to participate. Just follow the flowers. We can tune into harmony on meditation on sounds with the Russian singing bells on Friday at 5 PM at Kripa in Kalabumi. Meditation on bell sounds bring peace to mind and heart and puts us in the state of inner silence. Through deep listening and inner resonance with beautiful harmonious sounds, we can experience the deeper layers of our being and tune to the source of the harmony in ourselves. They also invite us to play the instrument together with them. Gallery Square Circle Kala Kendra in Bharat Niva's Pavilion of Indian Culture International Zone invite us to In Situ Full Clay, which is the artist provocateur by Judy Schwartz, and it's a lecture presentation presented by Rai Meeker and Deborah Smith of Golden Bridge Pottery on Thursday, January 9th at 4 PM at Audiovisual Room, of course, in Kala Kendra. And here's an announcement from Solitude Farm on the Lively Up Your Earth, which is coming out on 22nd of February. And they are the level of infrastructure preparation and they welcome volunteers to help them with exciting work. This coming week, they will focus on sign painting, toilet construction and cleaning stall areas. And after a short break, here is an announcement from Resident Assembly Service on the Resident Assembly decision-making process, which is saying, Dear Auroville, this is to announce an upcoming Resident Assembly decision-making event where residents over the age of 18 listed on the Register of Residents will be able to vote on paper or by mail on the topics below. On paper, Aurovillians may vote on paper in Unity Pavilion in International Zone on Monday, 20th of January between 10 AM to 4 PM. On email, residents may vote at the following times. January 13 and January 18 from 9 AM to 5 PM. The question one is, I'm in favor of the proposal presented by the study group for the selection process and the participatory working groups for the next selection of the working committee and Auroville Council. Just yes and no. And here's a note, if the community chooses no to the above, the previous selection process as used 2 years ago for the working committee and Auroville Council will be used to select the two groups. Hard copies of the final proposed new selection process will be available at the Town Hall Reception Desk. And the question two is, I agreed to the updated version of the FAMC mandate published in the news and notes on specific date, just yes and no. And for more information, we can contact the Resident Assembly Service by email at rasservice@oroville.org in, or we can call them on 948-6623-749. And here's the statement from ABC about Happy Food, and they are saying that they would like to confirm that Happy Food, located opposite of Tanto, I think we must notice it when we are driving up and down, is a duly registered unit under ABC Trust and it's authorized to deal in food products. The Town Development Council recently compelled a survey of the immovable assets buildings in the city area of Oroville, a survey note posted in news and notes on 13th of July 2013. Now the Town Development Council is performing a survey on the Greenbelt area, and with email sent to Farm Group, Green Group and Forest Group on December 18, 2013. This survey is necessary for making a green belt plan and to collect reliable data for taking allocation decisions. It will be done for all the green belt area except villages and tanks, traditional water storage structures. They are particularly interested in all built-up structures, permanent or temporary buildings, including water tanks and pump rooms, roads, bullock carriageways and walking paths, boundaries of lands where access is not possible, wells, open and bore wells, activated or non-activated or abandoned, canyons and water bodies, topography, electrical lines, HT, etc. The survey will be done by Landmark Surveys from Chennai. Usually they are accompanied by one of Town Development Council staff. They request community and green group to cooperate with the survey team on this project. At Bharat Nivas Auditorium, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen Kurmavatra, the Tortoise and an Incarnation, directed by Girish Kasaravali, and was made in India, Canada, 2011. At Ecofilm Club, also tomorrow, but at 7 p.m. we can see Powerless, also made in India in 2013, and directed by Dipti Kakkar and Fahad Mustafa. At Cinema Paradiso and Town Hall within Water Series, today at 8 p.m. we can see Water Business is a Good Business, River Tamil Mantras, 1.5 liters and some more, Now Here to Nowhere. On Saturday at 8 p.m. they will screen an international romance drama, The Perks of Being a Wallflower, and it was made in USA in 2012 by director Steven Chbosky. And on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. children will see animation adventure Toy Story, made in USA in 1995 by director John Lasseter. And later on at Cine Club this Sunday are starting to follow Steven Spielberg series, and this Sunday we can see an excellent drama Close Encounters of the Third Kind, which was made in USA in 1977, of course by director Steven Spielberg. And Sri Aurobindo wrote in The Synthesis of Yoga, "The surest way towards this integral fulfillment is to find the master of the secret who dwells within us. Open ourselves constantly to the divine power, which is also the divine wisdom and love, and trust to it to effect the conversion." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on oroville.org.